work?
Fashion?
Yes. What prompts this call?
I was trying to leave you. I was going to leave you a text because I tried to get in touch with Storm because I heard that he was under like a cyber attack and he had to change his Cash App and all of that.
Storm is fine.
Well, no, because he was talking on one of his shows recently talking about how his Cash App got hacked.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. Yeah. You got to call him.
Oh, yes. Yeah, no, because I called and it said that his phone number was disconnected and I know he had unfollowed me or whatever, and I wasn't upset about that. I just want him to be successful. I mean, I've always told you that. I think he's got what it takes to make it to Hollywood, you know? And I don't want to be a hindrance for him when it comes to that in any way. Like, I believe in him.
Yeah, he's absolutely amazing. Now, you know, I've been working with him for almost 2 years. But let me ask you something. Why did you lie on him, though? That really hurt.
I didn't lie on him.
You didn't tell the internet that me and him conspired to get you so we can get back at another blogger?
Oh, no.
You didn't say that.
You should go back and look at the videos yourself. I have never retracted or backtracked or said one thing and said another. I told everybody the truth. And the truth was, Storm texted me and said that you wanted to talk to me. He didn't say that you wanted to interview me. He said you wanted to talk to me.
Right.
And like
that's
I told
not
everybody.
Jaguar, that's not what I'm asking, though. That's not what I'm asking.
No, but that's all I've ever said.
No.
Just so you know. Wait a minute. There's a whole other thing that I was trying to get in touch with Storm about. And it's kind of important, but I'm actually glad that I'm on the phone with you because honestly, I don't like the fact that every time somebody has something negative to say about you, they use me as the reason for doing it.
Jack, you didn't answer my question. You didn't answer my question.
Okay.
You didn't answer my question.
I did answer your question.
No, you didn't. I said, why did you tell?
I showed everybody. I showed everybody the text messages.
Can I ask the? No. That's not what I'm asking. Why did you tell?
Can you do me a favor? Can you stop trying to interview me now and let me?
I'm not interviewing you. I'm asking you a question.
No, wait a minute. I gotta get ready to go because I'm waiting. I gotta check my email. Someone's about to send me something, and it's huge.
Okay, Jag. All right. Talk to you later.
No, wait a second. Don't hang up.
What's up?
I was trying to give it to Storm.
Listen, I can't give you Storm's new number.
I don't want Storm's new number.
Then you can email him.
Listen, I'm not emailing this. I don't want this attached to my email account at all.
Okay. So how would you like me to help you?
I wanted to know if I could just give it to you and you could give it to Storm.
Sure. You know my email, right?
I don't know. Do I have your... I guess I have your email because
you do.
Of the link. Do
you
me
do.
A favor.
Okay.
Send me the email. And what I'll do is... I'm going to text it to you, how it came to me, and then I'll back it up with an email so you have it.
So I take it you don't want to gather the gay boys and take my platform down anymore. I take it you're over
what?
That. Yeah.
No. I don't. Listen to me. I don't think you understand. All right. I'm going to just tell you what it is.
What's up, Jess?
Because you know how tight-lipped I am when I got my topic. All right. I just thought that this would be huge for Storm to close out the year.
No. I want you to save it for Storm. No. You and Storm have a great rapport. I want you to save it for Storm.
No.
But Storm was just
Storm
a little confused as to why you said that him and I contacted you in order to get back at Armand.
Gosh, I'm trying to tell you something.
What's
the shit that I'm trying to give Storm is about Armand.
Oh, I don't think he wants that. He only does news on celebrities. Armand is not a celebrity.
No, you don't understand. It's about Armand and another celebrity.
Oh, okay. Well, you know Storm's email. I mean, you can contact him or hit his DM.
Like I said, I don't want it to come from me.
Well, why would I have anything to do with that? The last I checked, you wanted to get together with the gay boys and take my platform down.
All right.
listen.
The Patty Dude.
I'm confused as to why all of a sudden you're calling me after doing several interviews saying that you're going to take down my platform.
You know what, I got somebody else that I know will take it, but I wanted it to go to Storm.
You know how to contact Storm.
No, I don't. I'm telling you, I just tried to call him, and I don't want this email to come from me and go directly to him.
So why would you want it to come from me after you wanted my platform taken down?
You're not understanding. Okay, listen to me. If you want it, if you want to give this, that's fine. But I'm going to put it to you this way.
Okay.
James Wright has been accused of having sex with a 14-year-old boy.
Who is James Wright?
The Patty Dude.
Okay. What?
The Patty Pie Dude.
Okay. Okay.
This boy reached out to Armand because he wanted Armand to take the story.
Mm-hmm.
And Armand refused to take the story and responded back via email saying, I don't give a fuck what you think he did to you. I'm not reporting that. He's my friend.
Oh, okay. So how do you know all this?
Because somebody sent me the email. One of my sources. I can't, like I said, I'm really trying to keep this as far away from me as possible because I do know James.
Okay, how do you know James?
I do know James. James used to hang out at my Aunt Patty's house. Before he was forced to have to, you know, get paid for all that, he would come up there and have parties at her house. And everybody knows Aunt Patty loved the kids.
You talking about Patty LaBelle?
I done seen James at the golf course in Gladwin getting it in with underage boys.
Oh,
like,
wow.
That's normal. Huh?
Oh, wow. You seen him at the park doing that?
At the golf course in Gladwin. But you can't tell nobody that.
Okay.
That's the only reason why I said, oh, fuck, this shit is credible.
But I thought I wasn't a credible source. I mean, you just told other bloggers last week you wanted to take me there.
This has nothing to do with you.
Well, why are you calling me?
Oh, my God. Because I told you I tried to call Storm, and his phone is disconnected.
Well,
and I need to
I can tell you right now, Storm is a little upset with what you said about him getting an interview to get back at Armand.
So, are you not
going to
give him this shit that I got on
Armand? Absolutely. Listen, all you got to do is hit his DM. I'll be sure to pass on the message and I'll tell him.
He already unfollowed me.
Okay. Well, I don't blame him. I mean, all those lies you told on him, I don't blame him.
Oh, I didn't tell no lies
you
on Storm.
You did lie on Storm.
Okay. So, basically, you don't want me to send you this to send it to Storm?
No. You know how to get in contact with Storm.
No, I don't.
Yes,
I'm sitting here telling you, he done blocked me on social media, and I don't have his phone number because
you lied
on
him.
Which is why I'm trying to give it to you so you can give it to somebody who will do what's right with it. Because I'm going to tell you this right now.
Okay, I'm confused. Jag, let me understand this because I'm confused, okay? So you got an email from, I guess, somebody that says that Armand is withholding information about his friend sleeping with a 14-year-old boy.
The 14-year-old boy sent the email.
Who is the boy?
She was fucking with James.
She or he?
He.
So you know the boy?
Like I said, it's a source. I'm not, you know how I am.
I know how you are.
All I'm going to say is this. I've known James a long time, but if this is what he's done, I am not going to stand by and do nothing.
And you're talking about James Wright, the Patty LaBelle pie singer.
The Patty boy.
Is sleeping with 14-year-old boys.
He's been sleeping with young boys, but this boy went to Armand.
Okay.
Armand said, fuck your story, that's my friend.
And you got an email to prove this.
He sent me the email with Armand. He's sending it to me now. I got to get a check.
Okay.
Because as soon as it comes through, I'm forwarding it and I'm erasing it. I want nothing to do with it. But I'm not going to stop somebody from doing the right thing.
Okay, so
and one thing is that if James Wright is out here doing all of this,
especially if he was as brazen as he was with, for what I heard with this one boy. You know how they are.
But I'm confused. You said you've been knowing that James Wright was sleeping with 14-year-old boys.
Yeah, 16, 17-year-old boys.
At the golf course.
On Ridge Avenue. That's a little bit different than 8th and 9th grade.
Hmm.
That's a whole lot different than 8th and 9th grade.
Okay.
Now, if a 17-year-old boy is prostituting himself, the only thing I can tell him to do is get off the streets. But if you got a 14-year-old boy that is being seduced by a celebrity, and then, no, that's not all right.
So what do you want me to do with the information?
I wanted you to give it to Stork. That's why I said, I gotta go. My husband is looking at me like I'm crazy.
No, tell your husband I said hi, but wait. No, because I'm just trying to understand. You called on 10. I was under the impression that you wanted my platform taken down and that, you know, me and Storm somehow corroborated to, like, take another YouTuber down.
What's that? Like I've been saying to everybody, it's fucked up what's happening to you, and now you got this shit with Cardi B, and guess what? I don't give a fuck if we like each other or not. Your children don't deserve to have their whole future out because of shit that's going on in your career. And if this is a story that can help Storm and help you, then that's fine. This is me just trying to do a good thing before the year is closed to say, hey, I still fucks with you.
Oh.
Period.
Oh. Okay.
Regardless if Storm fuck with me or not, I still fuck with him. Big.
Okay, but let me ask you a question, Jag.
Armand, listen to me.
Okay.
I don't like that Stormisha shit. I don't like it. I never have. I don't like it.
Okay.
But if this nigga is running around covering up fucking pedophiles, he deserves to go down, and the pedophile deserves to go down too. That's why I was turning it over to Storm, just to say, you might not fuck with me, but I still fucks with you. Take this and do the right thing, bro.
Okay, so you wanted him to use the information to take down both Armand and James Wright for covering up the fact that underage boys are being raped.
Happens. What I'm saying is, Armand has been very disrespectful to his platform. He's been very disrespectful to me. And if anybody has the right, it's Storm.
Okay, but Storm is upset because you know what you said, Jag, about him.
Is he gonna be?
But you lied on him, though.
I'm gonna tell you something right now. I'm deleting this shit one way or the other. The second that this shit comes in and I see it, I'm deleting it one way or the other. If you want me to send it, I'll send it. If you don't, I won't. I just want Storm to get it.
Of course, I want you to send it, and I'm gonna send it right over to Storm.
Hold on a second. I'm
yeah.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Like I said the last time. If Storm is upset with me, then he can tell me that himself. My number ain't changed.
Well, you had lied on him. It's a bit different, Jag.
I didn't lie on him.
So you didn't lie. You didn't. Can I ask? Let me ask a question, Jag. Listen, I'm not gonna fuss with you. I'm not gonna talk over you. Let me ask you a question. So you want to leave when I'm asking you a question?
No, I gotta go because I gotta go. I'm standing here. I'm supposed to be in the pool doing water aerobics right now, and I took this time because I said, "Honey, let me stop."
Okay, let me ask a question, Jack. I just want to ask one question before you go.
What?
Did you say that me and Storm corroborated to get an interview with you in order to take down another YouTuber?
First things first. I didn't say anything, but anything that I have said is all filmed. So you can go back and look through.
That's what I'm talking. It is filmed. I knew nothing about you and Storm doing an interview.
What I will say is you quick to misconstrue things.
Me?
You just sat up there. Yeah, because you actually said that I said that my salve cures COVID, and I didn't say that.
Girl, no, listen. Now you're intentionally evading my question, Jay.
No, I'm not evading the question. I would like an answer to that one. To me, that's a little more.
You said it cured COVID on my video. Listen, Jag.
Guess what?
Jag.
People are actually believing that.
Do you want to collaborate with gay boys in order to take down my platform?
What gay boys?
Jag, are you serious?
I only bang with two bloggers right now. And there's Willie Gang. and nosy hoe. And I fucks with Sweet Ma and them too. Yeah, I fucks with them. We all got the same interests. We're all interested in the same thing. Why wouldn't I bang?
Which is taking time, which is trying to take my platform down. That's what you guys.
No, which is stopping pedophiles, misinformation, and just unfairness. And unfairness in the workplace. That's what I stand for.
Okay, so you're saying you didn't lie on Storm. You didn't say that, you know, him and I conspired to get an interview.
I'm not a liar, Tasha.
But did you say that, though?
I'm not a liar, Tasha.
So you say...
I'm never going to accept... No, I don't accept shit that ain't mine. But what you can't do is accept your shit. And your shit is, you talk shit about my product, and then you sat there and made fun of my fucking record and danced and made yourself look like a whole fool.
I did.
You did that for yourself.
I did.
And guess what?
What's up?
Do you think you would have done that if you had been in my face?
Yes.
Oh, you would have done that in my face?
Absolutely.
And I feel sorry for you.
Why you feel sorry for me?
I'm sorry for you. Because don't nobody do that shit in my motherfucking
face. Jag, I would have done that shit to your motherfucking face, to your husband face, bitch. To your goddamn... Listen, Jag, who in the fuck are you?
Anybody who tries to disrespect me in my face gets fucked up, yo.
Well, come fuck me up, yo.
Listen,
my address is 398 Dunlevin Manor Walk. You bring your old limp ass to fuck me up. Yes, old limp ass. Yes, and guess what? I have my motherfucking gold shoes on when your ass showed the fuck up. I'm just trying to figure out why in the fuck are you calling a bitch you can't fucking stand? Why in the fuck are you calling a bitch you can't stand? Why in the fuck are you calling a bitch and you want my platform taken down? Why in the fuck are you out here lying? I guarantee motherfucking to you. Listen. I know you stay in that retirement community. I know you stay in that senior citizens community. All right. She don't hug up the fucking phone. Now I gotta go. Bye. What the fuck?
Thank you, Shay.